Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
On February 20th of 2025, a five-year-old girl in Carroll County, Georgia, walked into her parents' bedroom to find out why they hadn't woken up yet. What she found was her mother and stepfather in bed, shot to death. That little girl ran to get her older half-sister, 16-year-old Sarah Grace Patrick, who then called 911. 5 months later, Sarah Grace Patrick was arrested and charged with 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of aggravated assault. She's being tried as an adult. She's been denied bond. Her trial is set for January 5th, and we will be covering it right here. Press subscribe so you don't miss it. And according to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, they have mountains of physical and digital evidence against her. Here's the problem. We've been told about those mountains for months now. Nobody's actually shown us so much as a hill. Not saying they don't have it. But I'm saying, show me the money. So let's do something a little different today. Let's actually look at what we know, what we don't know, and what we're being asked to assume. Because if Sarah Grace Patrick killed her parents, she deserves to be held accountable. But if she didn't, then what we're watching is a 17-year-old girl being prosecuted based on TikTok videos and the fact that she happened to be home that night. Interested to get your thoughts on this case. I've been studying it. I've been on Court TV about this, and some other channels too, talking on it. And everybody seems very much in the camp somewhat, or in the direction of, oh, she must have done this. I'm not quite there. I mean, I need to see the evidence. And that's just something we don't have. Because a 16-year-old making self-involved TikTok videos and asking true crimers to help investigate the murder of her parents doesn't necessarily scream to me that she did it. It screams to me that she's a 16-year-old who wants attention onto an unsolved crime. But okay, whatever these mountains of evidence are, love to see them. But if it's out, what's out there right now, the hell are you doing? Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube as we go through this, or on Substack, hiddenkillers.substack.com, where you can find the link to our Substack in the description. Let's start with the crime scene. Kristen Brock, 41 years old, and James Brock, 45, were found shot in their bed, according to the sheriff's office. There were no signs of forced entry in the home, though one door was left slightly ajar. Nothing was stolen. James Brock was on an LVAD machine. That's a left ventricle assisted device, basically a mechanical heart pump. He was waiting for a heart transplant. That machine has an alarm that goes off if something's wrong, and we'll come back to that. She didn't find the body. Sarah didn't find the bodies. Her five-year-old half-sister, Jaylee, did. Sarah says Jaylee came to get her, and then Sarah called 911. That's a sequence of events that was reported. Sarah was 16 at the time, living in the home with her mother, stepfather, and younger sister. Now, here's where things start to get a little murky. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office held a press conference when they announced the arrest. Spokesman Ashley Husley stood up there and talked about a relentless investigation that spanned months, involved the FBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation Crime Lab, and private forensic laboratories. She said they had mountains of physical and digital evidence. She said they feel confident Sarah is responsible for the murders. Excuse me while I take a pause here, where I've heard the term, we have mountains of physical and digital evidence in cases, and then the case actually goes to court, and you're like, where's the mountains? We don't know. And I'm not saying I know. I'm just saying we don't know. We don't got anything yet. What you didn't do is tell us what any of the evidence actually is. And that's not extremely unusual at this stage. Prosecutors don't have to show their hand before trial, but here's what's worth paying attention to. Sarah's grandfather, Dennis Nolan, who is also the father of victim Kristen Brock, has been vocal about his granddaughter's innocence. He told Fox 5 Atlanta something that should stop everyone in their tracks. He said investigators told him, quote, "The evidence says she's the only one who could possibly have done it." Think about that phrasing for a second. Not the evidence proves she did it. The evidence says she's not the only one who could have. Nolan's response was direct. That says to me that there's no real evidence that says she did do it. He also pointed out what he sees as a major gap in the case. Nothing puts the gun in her hand. He told Fox 5 Atlanta, they don't have a gun. Now, to be clear, law enforcement hasn't publicly disclosed whether they recovered a murder weapon, but according to the victim's own father, as of his interviews, they hadn't. So what do they have? Well, as far as what's been made public, the case against Sarah Grace Patrick appears to rest almost entirely on her behavior after the murder, specifically her social media activity. In the days and weeks following her parents' death, Sarah posted emotional TikTok videos mourning them, crying videos, tributes. Okay. I don't see anything really strange about this yet. The sheriff's office confirmed to Fox News Digital that Sarah operated a TikTok account with a username Sarah S. Grace 04282. The account has since been deleted. One video was captioned, "Please send prayers for healing." And the end, she added the text, "I should probably delete later." She never did. Another video showed her with mascara running down her face, text overlay reading, "Life's hard, but at least I have my mom." And then it cuts to a photo of Kristen and James next to their cremation urns. The caption just says, "Mom?" question mark. Okay, this does seem like someone mourning their deaths. It's not like she's on TikTok, all glammed up, going, "Bitches are dead! Party time!" No, she's like crying out of control for her mother, who's dead. But if you're watching this anywhere, what you're going to find is a lot of pictures of her where she's a little more glammed up from social media prior to the murders. which would be par for the course for pretty much any 16-year-old in the United States of America with a TikTok account. Doesn't, like, scream, oh, look at her. She's pretty. She looks older than her age. She must have killed her parents. No. She commented on other people's TikToks about the case. On one video speculating that the killer knew the victims. User believed to be, Sarah wrote, most definitely was since they knew the house. On another, she thanked someone for spreading awareness. It should be noted that while the sheriff's office confirmed the account belonged to Sarah, some of these specific comments have not been independently verified since the account was deleted. And again, I go back to, and? Does any of that sound super suspicious to you? If you're trying, if there's no one charged with this murder yet, and you're actively wanting to figure this out, you may be making some conclusions. You may be going, well, maybe they knew the house. If they knew exactly where to go to find them, that's not necessarily knowledge of a murderer. That's knowledge of someone trying to put the pieces together. So I would guess anybody looking at this case, I'm not getting the logic here where people are walking behind this and saying, see? Like, and? And then there's the true crime outreach, which I also don't find particularly troublesome. Sarah messaged a TikTok creator who goes by allegedly, reportedly, real name Janice, in early June. She wrote, search up Brock case. They're my parents, and out of nowhere, a random Thursday night in February, someone came in my house with me and my five-year-old sister and shot my parents, brutally leaving them for me and my little sister to wake up to. Janice asked for more details. Sarah reportedly said coverage would be a really big hit. And that quote has been repeated endlessly. It's become shorthand for, see, she wanted fame from this. Or she just thought, hey, a lot of people will pay attention. This is a weird unsolved case. It'll be a really big hit. And if it's a really big hit, more attention comes in, more investigative work happens, and maybe they figure out who did it. I don't know. That's how it reads to me. Although maybe it's exact. Maybe she would want fame. I don't know. But I'm not jumping from that cliff to that cliff. Maybe it's just a 16-year-old who grew up in social media and the language of social media to describe getting attention for an unsolved murder case involving her own parents. Anyone think of that? Again, we don't know the mountain of evidence yet. But as it stands right now, without seeing that mountain of evidence, it's really hard to say. She also reached out to another creator called the True Crime Mama and to a family friend named Kelly Brown, asking people to speak on her behalf about what happened that night. To Kelly Brown, Sarah said she didn't hear anything unusual the night of the murders, except for the LVAD alarm on James' heart machine, which she said was going off throughout the night. She later clarified in a comment that she heard it about 10 to 20 minutes before going to bed, but it was faint because of the background noise. So that's the digital evidence that's been made public. TikTok videos, DMs to content creators, comments on true crime posts, a eulogy at the funeral that sheriff's office spokesman Ashley Husley called odd because, in her words, it was more like a speech. And at the end, she said, I'm sorry. That's what you fucking got, Ashley? Odd. Have you given the eulogy at your mother's funeral when you were 16? It might sound like a bit of a fucking speech. And you might say, I'm sorry at the end. Not because you did something. You're sorry they're gone. People say I'm sorry all the time about shit they didn't do. Sorry for your loss. Not because I killed them. I'm sorry. Now let me ask you something. Is any of that actually incriminating, or is it what a traumatized teenager in 2025 does when something horrible happens, which is to process it publicly online in a way her entire generation has been conditioned to process everything? there's a massive generational disconnect happening in how people are interpreting Sarah's behavior. Adults look at those TikToks and see performance, manipulation, calculation. But if you're under 25, posting through your pain is just what you do. I should probably delete later. Isn't necessarily a guilty conscience. Might be just self-awareness that crying videos can look performative even when they're real. Reaching out to true crime creators isn't necessarily seeking fame for murder. Might be a victim's family member trying to get media attention on an unsolved case. That's what victims' families do. I get them every day. Ask any true crime creator how many times they get hit up with, could you look into this case for me? The first reaction is not, you must have done it. They go on TV, they talk to podcasters, they try to keep the story alive. None of this proves she pulled a trigger. But let's go deeper, because this family has a history that matters. Sarah's biological parents, Daniel Patrick and Kristen Brock, divorced in 2018 after 10 years of marriage. It was ugly. Donnell alleged Kristen had a drug problem and sought primary custody until she could prove she was clean. In November of 2019, he filed an emergency custody application alleging that Kristen and her then-boyfriend, James Brock, were exposing the children to meth. Here's what's documented in court records reviewed by the New Zealand Herald and other outlets. James Brock was serving probation for drug offenses involving meth and marijuana at the same time. 11-year-old Sarah told police she was aware drugs were being used in the home. She said she felt unsafe. She wrote a statement saying she wanted to live with her father. Custody was briefly granted to Donnell. Then it was reversed 5 days later after Kristen accused him of willfully abusing alcohol during his parenting time. By March of 2020, they had equal custody, and a judge ordered Kristen to place Sarah in counseling immediately. But it gets darker. In 2022, according to a police report cited in court documents, James Brock accused Kristen of trying to run him over with a car. The report states, respondent tried to run over the petitioner while he was inside the barn with the minor child in the backseat of the vehicle. That minor child was Jaylee, who was about 4 years old at the time. Sarah's brother Donnie reportedly witnessed the incident. James went on to accuse Kristen of assault with intent to kill, deliberate property damage, and threatening to kill him. And then he dropped all the charges, and they got married in December of 2023, like you do. So this is the household Sarah was living in, a home with a documented history of drug allegations, custody battles, accusations of violence between the adults, and a stepfather who once accused her mother of trying to kill him before marrying him anyway. None of that proves Sarah's innocence, but it paints a very different picture than church-going family tragically murdered by their daughter for no apparent reason. Speaking of no apparent reason, the prosecution has never publicly stated a motive either. Ashley Husley said at a press conference, "We don't know what goes through the mind of a child who wants to harm their parents. That's not a motive. That's not an admission. They don't have one." And there's another issue that hasn't gotten nearly enough attention. Sarah's father, Donnell, alleges that she was interrogated by police without his permission on the day of the murders. He told Newsweek that police asked him to take a break. And by the time I came back in, they had her in the room interrogating her without my permission, by the way. She was 16 years old at the time. Under Georgia law, minors generally require a guardian or attorney present during custodial interrogation. If what Donnell alleges is true, that could raise questions about a potential Miranda violation that might affect the admissibility of whatever she said that day. The defense hasn't made this a centerpiece in their public statements yet, but it's an allegation. That's out there. Meanwhile, the defense has retained a forensic neuropsychologist who has evaluated Sarah across multiple visits. That report is expected soon. Whether that signals a mental health defense or something else yet, we do not know, but it is notable. What we do know is that Sarah's supporters are adamant about her innocence. At her bond hearing in August, friends showed up wearing "I Stand With Sarah" shirts. Her pastor testified that she'd been baptized, attended services regularly, and often called him from jail to pray. Family friends described her as kind, respectful, hardworking. One said, "Hurting someone simply isn't in her nature or character." On the other side, James Brock's family pleaded with the judge to keep her locked up. His sister Kim Bowling said, "If the defendant can kill her own parents in such a violent manner, I fear for my own safety and the safety of my family and friends." His son Tristan called his father, my Superman, and said he believed Sarah would absolutely attempt to flee rather than stand trial if given the opportunity. The judge denied bond, citing flight risk and the potential for witness intimidation. He specifically mentioned Sarah's younger sister as a key witness. And that raises its own questions. What exactly did that little girl see? She found the bodies, but did she witness the actual shooting? Can a child that young provide reliable testimony about events that traumatic? These are questions the trial will have to answer. In the end, two people are dead. A family has been ripped apart in ways that will never heal. A five-year-old girl walked into a bedroom and found her parents murdered. Whatever else is true, that reality is devastating and permanent. If Sarah Grace Patrick did this, she needs to be held accountable. A double murder committed while a small child slept down the hall is monstrous, full stop. But mountains of evidence is a press conference soundbite. It's not proof. And right now, everything that's been made public about this case amounts to she was in the house, she posted TikToks that some found strange, she reached out to true crime creators, and her eulogy seemed off to some people. That's not a murder case. That's a collection of things that look bad if you've already decided she's guilty. The grandfather, who, remember, lost his own daughter in this, says there's no physical evidence tying Sarah to the murders. According to him, they don't have a weapon. The defense says they still haven't received full discovery. The prosecution hasn't named a motive. What they have is a teenage girl who behaved in ways that adults find suspicious. And I'm not saying that suspicion is unfounded. I'm saying suspicion isn't conviction. Unusual behavior isn't proof. And she's the only one who could have done it is not the same as she did it. According to court documents, James Brock had a history of drug offenses. He was on probation. Sarah's grandfather explicitly said that history may have played a role in his death. Has law enforcement investigated other potential suspects? Have they looked into the friends of the family? Sarah told her father she suspected. We don't know. But all we've been told is that they have mountains of evidence pointing at the daughter. The trial starts January 5th. We'll be carrying it here. That's when we'll finally see whether those mountains are real, whether there's DNA, ballistics, gunshot residue, phone records, something that actually puts the gun in her hand, or whether this case is built on TikTok posts and the assumption that a teenage girl who processes grief publicly must be hiding something. If you're watching this before the 5th, I will be on with Vinny on Court TV that night to discuss. I don't know if Sarah Grace Patrick is innocent. I don't know if she's guilty. What I know is that right now, the public narrative has largely convicted her based on evidence that hasn't been presented in a courtroom. And that should make everyone uncomfortable regardless of what the verdict ends up being. Because mountain of evidence only means something if the mountains actually exist. And so far, all we've seen is fog. Your thoughts in the comments section. You can do that on our Substack. The link is in the description. It's hiddenkillers.substack.com or on YouTube. You can leave your thoughts in the comments section there. Please do press subscribe, whatever platform it is you're listening to us on, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, whatever it may be. If you happen to be over on Apple Podcasts, you got an extra minute or two, leave us a review. If you like our reporting, our style of doing this, that helps us tremendously. It signals to others you find this valuable. And I can tell you, it's greatly, greatly appreciated. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.